A judge in New York has ruled that students in the nation's largest school district have been deprived of educational opportunities because the state's system of funding its schools is unfair. The decision also says the funding formula violates federal law by shortchanging New York City's minority students. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
For years, New York City has argued that it has roughly 38% of the state's pupils, but it receives only about 36% of state education dollars. By some estimates, this shortfall adds up to hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Yesterday, in a 200-page decision, a judge found this funding formula violates the state constitution because it fails to provide all students with the opportunity for a sound basic education. Judge Leland DeGrasse said the schools had, quote, broken a covenant with students and with society. He cited a shortage of certified teachers, severe overcrowding, and statistics showing 30% of New York City ninth graders never graduate. He said the majority of students, quote, leave high school unprepared for more than low-paying work, unprepared for college, and for the duties placed upon them by a democratic society. The trial lasted 7 months and featured testimony from hundreds of witnesses. Yesterday's decision was greeted with cheers by the city's mayor and by its school's chancellor, Harold Levy.
New York City has been cheated year in, year out, so that we have not been able to have the ability to give a quality education. State aid should be done on a much fairer basis. We've argued that for years.
More than 80% of the city's pupils are members of minority groups. The judge also found the unequal funding system violates their federal civil rights because they're disproportionately affected. And while acknowledging the city's high concentration of poor and immigrant students, he rejected the state's argument that these socioeconomic factors play a greater role in academic achievement than school funding. At-risk children, he said, can seize the opportunity for a sound basic education. The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of parents and education advocates called the Campaign for Fiscal Equity. Joseph Wayland was their attorney.
The evidence was overwhelming that these children, if provided with appropriate resources, with good teachers, with small class sizes, with after-school programs, with year-long programs, with summer school, if they have those resources, they can succeed. They can meet high learning standards.
The judge also rejected a claim by the state that New York City had wasted much of its education aid. He held the state ultimately responsible. The judge ordered lawmakers to come up with a new funding system to ensure that all districts receive the resources they need. That could pump hundreds of millions of additional dollars into New York City. Robert Jackson, a parent who filed the original lawsuit, says that money would make a huge difference.
What it means is that our children will hopefully in the near future have the smaller class reductions. It will have the chemistry labs in order to prepare for the Regents exams. It will have qualified teachers that are not fleeing the system to go to New Jersey, Westchester, and Long Island.
Governor George Pataki has not said whether he'll appeal, but in a speech last week, he called for streamlining the state's antiquated formula for school aid. And that's where the solutions get tricky. New York City joins a growing list of districts around the country that have won lawsuits challenging school funding. But winning in court isn't the same as receiving new money, says Mike Griffith, a policy analyst at the Denver-based Education Commission of the States.
That can take years from the final court ruling until they come up with a new funding formula. Even when that happens, it can go back to court, such as in the case of Ohio and New Hampshire, which are currently undergoing major changes right now.
And suburban districts, which rely heavily on property taxes for their schools, are sure to worry about any potential loss in state aid. With a deadline of mid-September, New York's legislature will have to balance their interests with those of the city's 1 million students in crafting a new formula for public education. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.